I'm Joe Ramsey. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators, including enough Republicans to overcome the chamber's so-called filibuster rule, on Sunday announced an agreement on a framework for potential gun safety legislation. The bill includes support for state red flag laws, tougher background checks for firearms buyers under 21, and a crackdown on a practice called straw purchases, but not other limits Democrats and President Joe Biden had advocated, such as raising the age for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21 or new limits on assault-style rifles. 10 Republicans signaled their support for the preliminary deal, indicating the measure potentially could advance to a vote on passage and overcome roadblocks by other Republicans who oppose most gun control measures. The talks that led to the framework followed a series of high-profile mass shootings in the United States, including one at a school in Uvalde, Texas last month that killed 19 young children, and one also in May in Buffalo, New York, at a supermarket that killed 10 black victims. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Sunday during a visit to Finland, security concerns raised by Turkey in its opposition to Finland's and Sweden's NATO membership applications are legitimate.
These are legitimate concerns. This is about terrorism. It's about weapons exports. And we have to understand and remember that no other NATO ally has suffered more terrorist attacks than Turkey.
Stoltenberg at a joint news conference with Finland's president. Sweden and Finland applied to join the Western Defiance Alliance last month in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but they have faced opposition from Turkey, accused of supporting and harboring Kurdish militants and other groups it deems terrorists. This is VOA News. Police arrested 31 members of the U.S. white supremacist group Patriot Front near a pride event in the northwest state of Idaho Saturday, saying they were there to riot. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Port Alene Police Chief Lee White says the 31 men were packed into the back of a U-Haul, along with detailed plans and riot gear, including at least one smoke grenade, multiple shin guards, and other shields. The men, who came from at least 11 different states, were wearing khakis, along with shirts and hats with the Patriot Front identification, and covering their faces and heads with white balaclavas, which is like a ski mask. Police say they were not only going to riot at the Pride Parade, but in several downtown areas. The chief says they were tipped off by a concerned citizen who saw them loading into the U-Haul. I'm Julie Walker.
French voters are choosing lawmakers in a parliamentary election as French President Emmanuel Macron seeks to secure his majority, AP Karen Chamas reports.
More than 6,000 candidates are running for 577 seats in the National Assembly in the first round of the election. Those who receive the most votes will advance to the decisive second round on June the 19th. Macron's centrist coalition is seeking an absolute majority, which would enable it to implement the president's campaign promises following his re-election in May. Latest opinion polls suggest Macron and his allies may find it hard to win over half the seats as they face a big challenge from a coalition led by hard-left figure Jean-Luc Mélenchon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari on Sunday vowed next year's presidential election will be free, safe, and transparent as he marked the anniversary of the country's return to democracy. Quote, I know many of us are concerned with the rise in insecurity due to terrorist activities in parts of the country. As a government, we are working hard to contain and address these challenges and ensure the 2023 general elections are safe, Buhari said in a televised address. With the presidential campaign officially launched and the main parties having nominated their candidate, the head of state issued an appeal for unity. After years of military dictatorships, Nigeria returned to democracy in 1999, even though insecurity, extreme poverty, and endemic corruption persist. Recapping our top story, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators, including enough Republicans to overcome the chamber's filibuster rule, on Sunday announced an agreement on a framework for potential gun safety legislation. The bill includes support for state red flag laws, background checks for firearms buyers under 21, and a crackdown on practice called straw purchases. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.